Here in Bonterra, we're joined by the Arcadia Valley Lady Tiger head coach, Taryn Lamb, after a tough four-set loss. And set one, you take the win. I thought the team looked sharp in that first set. What happened in the next three?
Boy, I would love to know myself, actually. You know, we just didn't play our best ball the next few sets. We were timid. You know, we were hesitant. You know, we were tipping. We weren't swinging. You know, and everybody took a turn. We could not receive the ball tonight. Like, we could not side it out on the first serve. I mean, we gave them three, four, five, six serves in a row. And it's really tough to win a game when you give somebody that many opportunities to serve at you.
It looked like, from my perspective, and forgive me, I'm not a coach. I just am a broadcaster. And I don't know as much volleyball as you and the players know, being that I've only broadcasted volleyball for 4 years now. Mm-hmm. But from my perspective, it seemed like there was a lack of communication in the third set, and maybe it carried over from late in the second set and through that third set. Did you see that from your perspective?
Yeah, I mean, our communication wasn't what it needs. Our game was not what it needs mm-hmm. to be. I mean, just in general, you're going to have nights like that. You know, I know my girls are tired. That's not an excuse. And North County played well. I mean, I felt like their energy was a little bit down in the first set, and our energy was up, and then I felt like it kind of switched after that. You know, they're a scrappy little team, and they're going to swing, and they did swing. You know, so kudos to them for sure. I don't take anything away from them, but we definitely didn't play our best ball.
Andrea McClanahan looked sharp on the serve line. I have her for four aces unofficially. What did you see from her back there?
Well, I saw four aces. You know, she did serve well. She always serves well. She leads us in serving and service points. So, you know, that's expected of her. She has an amazing serve, and she does a really good job. She's a pretty consistent server back there.
Outside of the miss hits and the miscommunication and serve or the reception errors, did you like what you've seen from your team offensively tonight at points?
Sure. You know, at points when we were swinging at the ball, yeah. But I feel like we did not take opportunities to be aggressive at the net, you know, and that's tough to win, you know, when you don't do that.
Quick turnaround. You get tomorrow off, and then Jefferson on Thursday and West County on Friday to open up conference play.
Yes.
How important is the practice tomorrow to fine-tune things for conference play coming up Friday?
I think every practice is important, so there's not anything we're going to do tomorrow that's any different than any other practice. We take every one of them seriously, you know, but we do have to have some higher energy drills tomorrow, you know, to keep our energy up and, you know, our hustle up. Right now it's not to the level we know we want it to be and that we're capable of being.
The team goes through a summer of workouts and then 2 weeks of practice before games begin, or a little over 2 weeks of practice before games begin. But once you get into the season, it's tough to find practice time.
Yep.
Is it good to get a practice day tomorrow before back-to-back games Thursday and Friday?
It's, well, sure. I mean, especially after a game like this. I mean, we definitely need a practice day. So, yeah, it's super important.
Coach, you got Jefferson coming up on Thursday. What do you know about the Lady Jays?
I know that we're pretty comparable. I know that we're going to have to play the top of our game to be able to beat them. I mean, that's pretty much our entire schedule. We don't have a light schedule at all. We have a tough schedule, and we know that we're going to have to play tough every night in order to get a win.
Does the tough schedule help come district time?
Yeah. I mean, when you're at the end of the season, you either are the giant or you have to beat the giant. And in order to prepare for that, you have to have tough competition through the entire season, and that's why our schedule is so tough.